way that I diffuse a situation, when I can clearly see agitation, we've already decided in the room that there are certain spots that you can go without question. We have a signal and they'll just give me the signal, whatever it is. And certain students have their own specific signal that they can just go to, regardless of what's happening. Now, there's some rules to this one. They have to be respectful. They have to be quiet. The class knows, and we've built that family. If Kim's gone to the corner or the center or wherever it is, leave her alone. She needs a minute. You have to come back, and then I'm going to get with you. They know that they're going to get some kind of, are you good or are you all right? Do you need a minute? I think for me, we've already established people get mad, and we know that. Recognize when you get mad. What are your triggers? And when you get past that, when do you know you're agitated and it's going to happen? What can we do to stop that from happening? We talk a lot about using words and just saying, I cannot, or no, or leave me alone. We just know that that person needs a minute. I do a lot of reflecting with the kids. I hear that you're upset because of, I would be upset about that too. What can I do to help you? How can I help you? What do you need from me? And then I'll ask them, what are you going to do? Do you know yet? Do you need a minute so we can figure it out together? We have a lot of those fists balled up, or somebody's tapping a pencil or banging their foot, or you see somebody get up. How can I help you? Because this is not the acceptable behavior. And there's nothing wrong with being mad. It's how we deal with it. So we do have a lot of those conversations. It usually works if it doesn't happen lightning fast. But usually if you're vigilant enough to know your students and you know that Johnny struggles with the test, and I know Friday we're taking the test, we prep that as well. So we talk a lot about testing, not so that it becomes this big, oh my gosh, I got to take a test and I'm going to fail, or oh my gosh, I've got to take a test and I have failed them in the past. Yes, you have, but now I'm here to help you and you are so much better than you were. Do I expect A's? No, I expect you to do your best. So there's a lot of realistic expectations, but the bar is still set high. So you can diffuse a lot of those things.